The Two Bruce in the Studio Show. The podcast.
One, two, three, four.
Salute to the creative geniuses that you are. You're now tuned into the Two Bros in the Studio Show podcast.
A podcast made by music creatives for music creatives.
That's right. I'm your co-host, Nevada Taylor, a.k.a. Hawk Brogan.
And my name is Tabari Fingle, a.k.a. the Brilliant Professor.
Yep, that's right. Hey, look, dude.
Yeah.
We completed 6 whole months. Straight being consistent with our podcast.
I'm just saying, and I think
week in, week out, dedicated, faithful.
A pretty good job over here.
We kind of like cheat on our wives. We becoming that faithful.
My wife is cool or something. It's more like an open relationship.
Hold up. Please, you gotta go in detail with the creators, because I know we got some female creatives out there.
I gave her a kiss and came downstairs. I said I was coming to see my second love. She said, okay, cool. Tell her I said, what's up?
Okay, respect. All right. So look, ladies, calm down. Keep your panties on.
Or turn up, whatever. Leave it in the comments, either way.
Well, okay. Just show some love and appreciation with some respect.
Put some respect on it.
I love it. The Hamilton.
Hamiltons. Yeah.
Love them. Yo, so we're actually going to be ending this season out with this episode.
Absolutely.
We're going to wrap things up for the ending of November. We're going to take a break on December.
Yeah.
Due to respect for our families.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spending a lot of time with our families over that time. And then, you know what? At the top of the year,
we going in.
Back at it like crack addicts.
There it is.
Or meth addicts.
Or, you know.
We're just going to be committed.
We're going to be committed. Yeah. That's the point.
But you know what? Yo, I'm totally turned up for 2017. For
absolutely.
Real. Like, everything that's on the books right now.
It's about to be ignorant. But. It can't be ignorant if you don't let them know where to go.
Okay, so look. Enough all this jawing right now. So new creatives.
Yeah.
Follow us. Instagram, Twitter.
Yep.
At Two Bro Show. That's right. And then run over to SoundCloud.
Please do.
Show us some love. Follow us at Two Bro Show there. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And run over to YouTube.
It's important.
It's very important because everything we're talking about that's going to be landing in 2017 is going to be on YouTube.
It's about to be a problem.
Yeah. So go on to YouTube, search our names.
Uh-huh.
Two Bros in the Studio Show. And you're going to see two handsome faces.
I hope you think so.
They're going to think so.
Damn sure.
It doesn't matter.
Let them have some of this double cross. They'll think so after.
Absolutely. And we're going to get into that too. But anyway, when you see that subscribe button, smash that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And more important, creative, please, let's keep this conversation going. Drop some comments. I know y'all probably got some, you know, critique or something to say. Maybe we might have missed something out, you know what I'm saying, in this show. Maybe you want
to
ask.
Or maybe you got something else that you want us to talk about. You want us to go in and make sure that we bring the right people in to talk about a subject that's important to you.
That's right. So whatever you do, say it with your chest.
There it is.
Just know that if you're typing in all caps, I'm thinking that you're screaming at me, okay? I don't like when people just constantly scream at me.
All right, Come at me, bro. I'm just saying.
So, yeah, but you know what? Dude, we forgot our Facebook page.
Oh, yes. You got to come to the Facebook page. We got amazing articles. Referencing all sorts of things that are just going on in the creative community. Everything from who's trying to pay Prince's estate to put their music up.
Yeah,
all the unreleased stuff, all the way through what's going on in music and entertainment law.
That's right.
What's happening on the politics of music and all that good stuff. So come on to the Facebook page at Two Bros Show. Make sure you link us. Make sure you like the page. Make sure you follow us. And make sure you keep up with what's going on.
Oh, yeah. And share, because sharing is caring.
And it's free.
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 Give us free.
That's right. Yo. So look. We went through... What's that? 22 episodes, bro. Yeah. And it was a ball. Like, for us, we understood what we want this show to be, right?
Absolutely.
We want this show to empower, educate creatives, and also have fun, right?
Yep, entertain.
That's right, entertain. You're not going to get a podcast that's going to sound like this. If so, they're a knockoff, right?
I think so.
Yeah, it's like buying my Mountain Dew or buying Mountain Sprite or whatever that knockoff.
Yeah, I don't know.
Brand is.
I know Sprite and Sierra Mist. Let's go with
Mountain
Sprite and
Mountain
Mist.
Mountain Mist.
Is it Mountain Mist?
I think that's like the Food Line version.
Well, it's the Food Line version. It is.
But it's the knockoff.
Yeah.
It's the knockoff. Stay running with the originals, right?
We are the originators.
And so just popping out the bag, you know what I'm saying, on this 23 week run, you know, we covered a lot that us music creatives and also other creatives, I mean, this is the stuff that we talk about, studio talk. If you're in the studio, you know, you're going to talk about your legends, right?
Exactly.
Do we have any legends
exactly
around anymore? Are there going to be another generation of legends? And if so, who would that be?
And how would you categorize them?
So in week one, we went over a new way to categorize legends.
Absolutely.
So you can kind of like define these conversations that you be having in the barbershops and in the studios and at the water cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's time to like give some definition to that. You know what I'm saying? We created a hierarchy for that exactly. You guys need to go by. So check that first episode out, right? Mm-hmm.
And check it. The other What's episode up? That I thought was amazing was with the songwriting team, The Right Club.
The Right Club, absolutely. Which right now, that is our leading episode.
It is
for a very good reason.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, The Right Club, they actually was talking about some of the songs that they penned. Grammy exactly. nominated songs that they penned.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? From some of your R&B
through gospel.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So but they also dropped some tidbits on how to approach writing, right?
Working together, co-writing,
getting out of writer's block, how to get out of that.
Exactly.
And also how to handle your business.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? With your partner and also with, you know, people that's outside of your ecosystem.
Exactly.
You know, from your producers and doing collabs with other writers. Definitely check that episode out because they dropped a lot of gems and it is one of our favorites for a reason.
I think so.
Yep. So what else we had, dude?
Oh, man. The next biggest one, I have to go straight to it because as far as the numbers are concerned, this is the next biggest one. The Diagnosis of Hip Hop.
Yeah, man.
Holy moly. You guys love that one.
Yeah, so
those numbers are ridiculous.
That episode was with Jonas Bolgren, and we took a unique perspective on hip hop. We went to diagnose hip hop.
Which I think we've been invited to speak at the University of Maryland on this topic.
Oh, so you just gonna let the cat out the bag, huh?
2017. These guys gotta pay attention. I'm just saying.
We need them to wait.
It's the last episode. We gotta tell them what's coming so that they know and that they're interested. No,
we did tell them. But we didn't tell him. See, we got to sell the sizzle,
worry,
man.
Don't
not the
worry.
Steak.
I didn't
you
give,
sell the sizzle.
I didn't give nothing away. I didn't give nothing away. And that's only one thing. So let's go.
Okay. After this, we want to keep some draws on him. Okay. All right. So so the next episode that I thought that was pretty dope was, and actually that was, yeah, this is legendary. We broke something. We broke a story. For the first time, you want to hear it here on the Two Bros in the Studio show, how Designer's Panda gone platinum. And that
exactly.
was all with the help of Sabrina and Q Holder at Medium PR Agency.
We got a story from the top.
Absolutely.
Before you knew who a designer or what designer was or whatever he had to do with a panda.
Panda.
This guy was in it.
Yep. So so they both pretty much talked about the importance of a PR. What is the difference between a PR, a marketing campaign, and also digital integration?
Exactly.
So
and how
creatives.
Important it is if you're an artist.
Yes, it's very important. Oh, and also, I don't know, some tips on how to correctly finagle your numbers. Because I know some of you guys out there is finessing them numbers.
Hashtag
trust me.
Fluffing numbers,
of course. You know, we see them out there. You got your 120,000 plays on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
And like on this one song, right? But you only got like 3 or 4 comments.
Or 10 followers.
And 10 followers.
Yeah, okay.
You fluffing numbers. There's no question about that.
Yeah,
you're lying, Craig.
Let me see the receipt.
Gotta lie, Craig.
Let me see the receipt.
Exactly. And also, we had the legendary jazz of Drew Hill.
Absolutely. That was a legendary moment, man. That's a legendary moment.
Tell me what you want.
I still think he's one of the best vocalists out there, bro.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
He coming the door singing. He's a genuine singer. You know what I'm saying?
He's a genuine singer. You're right. He does come into the studio singing.
So respect to him.
Damn, jazz is here.
Respect to the homie. I hollered at him the other day and we chopped it up. So, yeah.
Yeah, that episode was dope because we was talking about the evolution of R&B.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so jazz was talking about some of the successes and the pains of them as the... I would say they was probably the last legendary R&B group.
One of the last, yeah, for sure.
Yep. And how they experienced, you know, going from, you know, the traditional way the music industry operates all the way to where we at digitally, right?
Exactly.
Yep. And also some of his favorites from the past and some of his favorites right now. Yep. That was another dope episode. So, man, what else, man?
Oh, man, we can't forget our DJs out there.
Shout out to the DJs. Respect the DJs. Now, I talked to DJ Kareem today, right?
Okay.
Kareem the DJ.
Yeah.
And, you hip to DJ Wonder and Shea 45? Legendary DJ, dog. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no guy like Wonder just because his mix. He's a true, true DJ, right? And his knowledge of music is just insane. So, they got something that, you know, on the show is called Stump Wonder. But anyway, you know, I text Kareem and I say, yo, when I'm listening to Wonder, I think of you and your style and your mix. He was like, yo, that's the homie. He was the first guy that I shadowed under. And I was like, aha. Wow.
Okay.
That makes sense. It
is. That makes sense.
Yup. And then we also had a dope episode with DJ Flo, which he is also the DJ for Shot Glizzy and Tate Cobain. And he was just talking about really the gem out of that was how you artists and... when you get to a DJ, y'all got to build a relationship and a bond, especially when it comes down to performances. And
how to tour and how to work together.
Work the stage, and also overcome some issues that you're going to encounter on the stage. That's inevitable. That's going to happen.
And some cool stories about some famous folk, which was pretty funny.
Yo,
if you didn't check out that episode, please check it out.
That episode with French and he just walked in.
Some of the Kardashians. That was pretty funny.
That was dope. That was dope. You know, Scratch Mag TV.
Exactly.
That was another dope episode.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Gadget.
Yup. Shout out to Gadget. Can't forget this is a very creative dude because he's a producer.
Mm-hmm.
He's a published author.
Mm-hmm.
He also now is going to be a director.
Exactly.
R. Cardell Cook.
Exactly. That guy is insane.
Yeah, check him out. That's episode 18.
And we posted, I put up a post where you can get his book, Weepers, which we referenced in the episode.
That's right.
You can get it on audiobook on audible.com. You can also pick it up on iTunes. Great look. It's a great, great, great look. So, yeah, man, check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we just wrapping this up, man, because, yo, I think we need a slight breather. To go in for the next year. And dude, I'm gonna tell you what, 2017 is going to be huge. We got a lot of great things that's coming up that's going to be dedicated and designed to keep us in pocket.
Absolutely.
With a lot of the creatives out here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also create some interactivity activities for the producers.
Exactly.
As well, and also creatives, songwriters, so forth and so on, man. We really want to build something out to where we're creating an ecosystem that we can call our own.
And that's what it's about. It's about creating an ecosystem where all of us creatives, no matter where we are, we can collab, we can get it together, we can create, and we can do what we all do best.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Create, man.
That's what
you know
it
what
is.
I'm saying? Yo, what is the world without creatives? Yo, we'll be stuck in, like, I don't know, we'd be stuck in the Stone Age.
Pretty much.
Yo, we'd still be hitting two rocks against each other trying to spark a flame.
Trying to.
Yo,
trying to. It ain't working.
No, man.
Nope.
The only thing we'll probably be doing is just smashing. You know what I'm saying? Creating babies. That ain't innovative.
And running from dinosaurs.
Kind of like the Krugs.
The Krugs.
Funny movie though, right?
Hilarious.
Yeah. It had a couple sad points in it. I had to look at my 3-year-old and be like, son, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's a movie.
They're okay.
Right.
We can rewind it. They're right there. It's okay.
Yep. So, yo, creatives, we're about to go into this break, right? But when we come back, we're going to talk to the man, the myth, the legend. We got him in the building. And I ain't going to tell you who it is until we get back.
It is. Break. What's up, y'all? This is your boy, Tabari Fingle, a.k.a. The Brilliant Professor, and I'm here to tell you what you can do to get your music featured here on the Two Bros in the Studio Show podcast. It's real easy, just a few steps. First, go to the Two Bros in the Studio Show YouTube and SoundCloud accounts at Two Bros Show, or you can search us on YouTube or go to the IG account and click the link there to go straight to YouTube, and make sure you click that follow button. We want to see you following us, and we'll follow you back. Number two, send an email to twobrosshowinfo@gmail.com with your artist name, any social media handles you have, IG or Twitter, and make sure you send at least 3 clean versions of the music you want to showcase and anything you want us to know about the music specifically. Let us know so we can let everyone else in the network of creators know. Number three, if your music is selected, you'll receive an email confirmation response by one of the team members here at the Two Bros Show. You'll need to make sure that once you get that confirmation of what episodes you'll be on, you promote that episode with everything you got on all of your social media. We want to see it pumping out there. We need to get the word out that this show is here for you, made by creatives, for creatives. And that's it. Make sure y'all keep in tune with what's going on in the Two Bros in the Studio Show Nation, and creatives, make sure that you keep creating. Welcome back to the Two Bros in the Studio Show podcast. I'm your co-host, Tabari Fingle, a.k.a. The Brilliant Professor.
And I'm your co-host, Nevada Taylor, a.k.a. Hawk Brogan.
And we have Mr. Charles Mac in the building.
Mac Beesh.
Man, I'm just happy to be here.
Respect, homie.
That's what's up.
I brought gifts.
Hey, look, man, and this double cross right here, man, it's smooth, bro.
It is. I've been enjoying myself.
Very smooth.
Thoroughly enjoying myself.
I brought gifts.
Hey,
absolutely, bro.
Respect.
Smooth.
So shout out to the friend of the show and our partner of the show, Double Cross Vodka. Thank you, Mr. Mac, Daddy, for bringing the vodka through for us.
Hey, you
we
know
got
what?
Our own bottle.
Oh yeah, we got plenty more for y'all though.
Let's do it.
Hey. We got plenty more from here on out. I'll make sure I hook y'all up. Y'all gonna be laced up.
Shots for the guests.
Hey,
2017. Shots for the guests.
Y'all gonna be laced up.
This is what we doing here. Thank you very much, bro. Big time, yo. Hey, so look, you know we gotta give you a bro name, right?
I need that.
Yeah, I'm not even sure which one we're going
to. Yeah, come on, man. Roll them out, man. Because Gadget just walked away with, which bro did he have? So,
he had.
So, Cadell has Edgar Allan Bro.
Because
he's an author.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
That was dope,
Ooh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
That was Ooh. Dope, right?
Ooh.
So, I got Hawk Brogan. Tabari is the Brilliant Professor.
There it is.
All right.
I like it.
So,
I like it.
So we got my man Ricky Brose. He handles he handles all of our web stuff. Shout out to Ricky Brose.
Ricky oh. Bro.
Oh.
Shout out Ricky.
Yeah. So Jonas Bolbrin is Bobby Brose.
Bobby Brose.
Hey, I'm not gonna lose. Y'all can't set me up. Don't set me up.
All right. So what you got, Professor?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to do a football one, if you didn't mind. I was thinking maybe something like Bro Namath or maybe Bro Montana.
Bro Montana.
There okay. it is.
That Bro
seemed,
Montana.
That seemed to ring.
I like it.
That was the
Bro
ring.
Bro Montana.
Bro Montana.
Throw it.
Bro Montana.
I'm open.
There it is. Put me in, coach.
Put Let me in, coach.
Spin.
That's right.
Let me spin, coach. Let
there
me
it is.
Spin.
Hey, dog.
There it is.
That's legendary, dog.
Hey, you want to win?
That's legendary right there.
You want to win? Put Booby in.
That's
Let me spin,
That's
coach. What's up, man.
Well, tell us a little about a little bit about yourself. Tell us a little bit about your history. And let the creatives know who you are.
Man, that's a hard question. I mean, because forever, only I know that, but at the same time, that's a good thing that I know.
I would give you a title as a serial entrepreneur for
And
real.
I love that. I fucking love that. Can I use profanity? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
bro. Come on, man. Your mama ain't around. She might.
Well, you know, my mama got internet.
Right, true indeed. Mama Mac, close your ears.
It is.
But I love serial entrepreneur, man. I love that. It's the first time I actually heard that. I'm gonna use it.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean,
you heard it first here.
Yeah, you'd definitely be classified as a serial entrepreneur, dude. You have many ventures, and they've been successful too. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, talk about like your venture that's like your bread and butter that's been holding you down, that's been actually helping you, you know what I'm saying, spawn off to other things too.
That would be VIP auto appearance.
That's right.
All right.
All day.
So look, for the folks in the DMV area, where's that at?
That's 9127 Piscataway Road, Clinton, Maryland. That's like right down the street from BK Miller's. Everybody know
where BK know what BK it is.
Everybody know where the liquor store is.
Exactly. Especially around Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So you hear that when you go in to get your alcohol, your liquor, your cases of big kegs, your meats, you know what I'm saying, for the holidays, whatever.
I shouldn't have plugged them because they don't carry Double Cross just yet. But
well, we're going to speak that into existence. They're going to get hit.
Speak as though it were, because Two Bros Show carries.
For sure. For sure. But yeah, definitely stop by VIP Auto Detailing right down the street. You know what I'm saying? Get your car cleaned up.
BestDetailShop.com.
There you go. There you go. And you be running deals and stuff too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, just on Facebook, VIP.
You got a new deal there. I see it just popped up. So, he's always running deals, man.
Let's talk about it.
If you're on the internet or what have you, if you follow VIP, you know, I always got deals. So,
yeah. So, like, let's talk about the journey as an entrepreneur.
Let's talk about it. I was bred as an entrepreneur. My father.
Uh-huh.
Started VIP auto appearance out of the trunk of his car.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. And he, mostly locations. Of course, our main locations is in Clinton.
Yeah.
But, he was a straight hustler. He did what he had to do in order to make it happen. And, handed me the keys and started 1980 and we still pumping.
Wow.
That's what's up, man.
Wow. Yo, I love the story that you was telling us, earlier today about, being 13 years old and
It's my proudest moment to this date still, because I'll be 40 in March. And when I was 13, I worked for my dad.
Yep.
And he paid me like $15 a day. I mean, I thought I was balling.
At 13 years old?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But that was a raise from like the summer before, which I did work. But since, you know, we're here, I don't want nobody to come after my father, you know, for child protective services or anything like that. Like, I was 13, okay?
You got a sweatshop going on here.
I saved my money and, you know, I bought all my school clothes because I had gotten to the point where I liked certain things. I wanted to look a certain way.
Right.
And he wasn't going for that. My mom's wasn't paying for that.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I was like, you know, I just buy my own clothes. And my cousins, shout out to Spider, taking me down to Georgetown.
And
helped me pick out my school clothes. You know, I had saved all my money. I played video games, but I wasn't buying them.
Right.
Right.
So you let your parents buy your video games.
It was a fair exchange.
Yeah.
You know, but
I'd be okay with that.
But exactly. At least they ain't got to pay for my school clothes. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So, I bought 5 pairs of sneakers. I wanted one for each day of the week.
Yeah. That's dope, because you actually had a role model in the household to be like, you know, son, you gotta go out and get it.
You gotta get this.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me show you how to get it.
Yeah. Exactly. Not too many of us actually have that, you know, in our household.
And the other thing is that as creatives, you know, we don't always take it upon ourselves to learn the other side of our craft. You know what I'm saying?
We
focus on making the best beats or the best bars or whatever the case may be. But what we don't focus on is the business of what it is we're doing and how to do it. And that that hustle mentality to do it right and get it right so that you can turn it into something that you can live with.
But, you know, when you say hustle, you know, it strikes something with me. Because, I mean, as we talk about my father, you know, I'm talking about a man who's still hustling to this day. You know, I can't get him out of the shop. You know, I can't. You know, he just wants to be there, what have you. You know, he's everything. He's everywhere.
Yeah.
Not only is not in the shop, he is he's a registered nurse. He's a community leader.
Wow.
He's a respiratory therapist. He has all these different gigs. I'm telling you to check. So when I'm like, I'm tired. You know, I just kind of look at him like, I know he tired, so, you know, I ain't got no business to be complaining.
Right,
you know, for sure. So at the end of the day, you know, you talking about you hustling,
yeah,
but you'd rather be sleeping or watching the game, you know? It's a game on right now I want to see, but, you know, I'm here.
That's what ESPN is for.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Especially, man, now you got replay on some of this stuff, man. That's forget about it, man.
That's what DVR is for.
Yeah, right. when us, you know, entrepreneurs, us hustlers, us go-getters, have a time to watch anything. Maybe we'll stream something.
Yeah, if it's not on DVR, I didn't watch it. Just keep it in 100.
Yeah. Can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, and the word hustler, I don't want people to think that that's a bad word. It's not. It's a great word, you know. And if you're a hustler, you know, just own up to it. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what you are. You know, you're a businessman. You're a businesswoman.
Yeah.
You're a go-getter.
Yeah.
So don't let nobody tell you you're not a hustler.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I think having hustle brings you the opportunity, but being a businessman, you know, closes the deal. Exactly.
And that's what
exactly.
It is.
Exactly. A hustle is just a tool. You know what I'm saying? It's just a tool.
Yeah, I can stay up. I can work harder and smarter than you. That's pretty much what it
is. But you know what? There you go. To me, a hustler just works harder.
Exactly.
Now, the businessman works smarter. So harder and smarter.
Make what you're saying.
There you go. There you go. To me makes, you know what I'm saying, the great, you know, picture or Rembrandt of a hustler. I mean, well, entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, now.
That's VIP. Yeah. That's what we do.
Yeah. Exactly. So now, bro, you done ventured off into, man, I mean, you would double cross now.
We double cross. Yeah.
So I can't imagine you getting paid to drink. What is that like?
I mean, it's a nice setup. You know, it's not only drinking. You know, we bring fellowship. You know, it's a great brand. It's a great brand. It's a national brand.
Right.
I can go on and on about Double Cross, but at the same time, you know, I was drinking it before they was paying me.
Let's check this out. So how'd you come across the brand?
Like I said, I was drinking before they was paying me. And like we just discussed, I'm a hustler. I'm a businessman. You know, I don't do anything. I don't say anything if I'm not willing to share.
Yeah.
So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I like things. I like nice things.
Yeah.
And ran across Double Cross from a friend.
Yeah.
And it was underdeveloped in my area.
Right.
And, long story short, I came up with a plan.
Yeah.
And I was told no about 5 times.
Okay.
For me, that right there, that shit right there,
right.
That is the reason why I wanted to make sure folks heard that. He heard no five times.
Yeah, about 5 times. And then, you know, still a struggle now, but at the same time, you know, it's something that I like. It's just, I'm not, you know, I'm not doing anything that I don't like. I like it.
Right.
Yeah, so it's just a natural fit.
Yeah.
It's a natural fit. I'm not forcing anything.
So now, what's the position you hold at Double Cross?
I'm brand ambassador.
Crazy.
Chief brand ambassador.
So respect. Creatives. So this guy has came from being a connoisseur of the brand to where?
Chief brand ambassador.
Chief brand ambassador. I'm talking about getting it. I mean, but yeah, no. I just want folks to realize, man, that yeah, man, after five no's, You know what I'm saying? You got
that
the
wasn't
door.
Even enough. I mean, quite honestly, I was like, I was prepared for like 20.
Yeah.
You know, because I felt as though what I had, you know, I was bringing to the table was good stuff.
Right. And you know? And of course they had to acknowledge that.
At least.
You know what I'm saying? After the fifth no, they probably were like, you know what? Maybe we need to listen to this guy.
Yeah.
You know? They probably said yes just to stop saying that.
I got a couple accolades. Exactly. I got a couple accolades that, you know, that I like to speak on, you know, that kind of.
Well, speak on it. Now's the time, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we can do. I love my Black Enterprise. Even though they're having hard times right now, you know, I'm not sure if you guys know what have you, but I believe they're about to stop with the print.
The printing of the book, the magazine?
The actual magazine.
Wow.
But, well, you know, I mean, long story short, yeah, but, you know, a lot of good people have come out of that camp and have gone elsewhere or what have you.
Sure.
But, you know, still a good accolade. They took very good care of me.
Wow.
You know, they spotlighted me when, you know, on my cars, on how I used e-commerce. In a market, in a car market that typically don't use e-commerce.
Sure.
You know?
You got to come in and see somebody.
Yeah, you got, you know, it's more, you
in
know,
person.
Brick and mortar in person. So, you know, once I implemented e-commerce, you know, Black Enterprise, you know, they spotlighted that. And I gotta give them their props, no matter if they, you know, having hard times or not.
Yeah. Respect. Yeah, you know? Yeah. I mean, dude.
USA
I mean,
Today, you know, the same thing.
USA Today, too?
Yeah. Did USA Today a couple years back, but. Yeah, that was a good moment.
Jeez, Mac, that's some major accomplishments, bro.
Steve Harvey,
yeah,
hey. The Hoodie Awards,
yeah.
That's what respect. We got. That's what we got. Best Detail Shop. I got a story about that.
Okay,
BestDetailShop.com. Okay, so the Hoodie Awards, Steve Harvey Hoodie Awards. We won the Hoodie Awards in 2009.
Yep.
And first of all, it was a class act show. You know, shout out to Steve Harvey for just doing what he does in the community.
Yep.
But we won an award. And it was an after party after. Like, everybody goes to party and celebrate and everything.
Yeah.
But I was like, wait, I got an idea.
Uh-huh.
So I said, just get me to a computer. And I went and I bought BestDetailShop.com. It was still available. I was like, what?
What?
I was like, I just won an award for best detail shop in the nation.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, well, maybe I should just, you know, because my whole business sense is nobody really cares about your business name. You know, they just want, you know, get good service.
Right.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to go to this guy.
Exactly. Slip down there and take care of you.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was like, well, let me come up with something catchy, you know, and capitalize and monetize it. Yeah. And we got BestDetailShop.com, and it's been rocking and rolling. I've got plenty of offers for it.
But, you know, yeah.
But
so you got a nice piece of cyber real estate.
Yeah, but you know, but at the same time, the internet, I believe, and along with a lot of other people believe, it's going in a whole different direction as far as, you know, domain names. There's still some good ones out there. I just seen one today and help a buddy with it today. But it's going in a whole different. You can't own a hashtag, you know.
Man, absolutely.
You know,
real talk.
You feel me?
Yeah, I mean, that's branding right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's definitely turned to, you know, different avenues of how to brand your company, and especially with the help of social media, too. Sometimes, you know, in our case, a website is relevant.
Yeah, of course. I'm not saying it's irrelevant. I'm just talking about it's another way.
It's
always going to be relevant. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like email marketing, you know, it's still relevant.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So if you don't do it, you're a fool.
For sure. Exactly. For sure.
You know,
yeah, because you got to have a house.
Yeah.
You got to have a house, period. Yeah. And that's what your website is. It's the house for your business. You know? Yeah.
That's
so look, I want to get into something in the past, right? Because we experienced many changes with hip hop and its relationship to alcohol brands and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's gone. We can go way back. From my experience, Let me see. The first time, I'm all right. So look, I got a little age on me, right?
A little.
Yeah, it's just a tag, right? just a little bump of the age, right?
You brush your hair to the left.
Yeah, you, yeah.
Yeah, that's you know what I'm saying?
It's slick, though. It's slick. I'm not joking.
It's real waves, too.
It's real waves.
But, I remember there was a time where we drunk Old English just because it was the gangster thing to do. Yeah, so OE, that was like the drink at that point. A 40 of OE or 32 ounce of OE, right? Yeah. And that was only because of Eazy-E, NWA, so forth and so on.
Yeah, and it was natural for them. Like, that's what they really drank.
That's what they really drank.
You feel me? Right, like, that's my point. Like, yeah. That was what they really drank.
Because it's part of their lifestyle,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. It was what they drank. I mean, I drank Double Cross.
Respect.
Exactly. Respect. And that's why you are where you are now.
Right.
Yeah. Because you believe in the brand, right? Yeah,
please drink responsibly.
He said, please drink responsibly.
No,
he
please had to throw drink that responsibly. Please yes. drink responsibly.
Yeah, exactly. Matter of fact, right. Get an Uber.
Yeah,
get
everything in moderation.
Everything in moderation.
So we went from there. St. Ives, Special Brew.
Yeah.
That's when, to me, that was that train wreck where hip hop met liquor brands. You know what I'm saying? Because the Special Brew, when Special Brew hit, yo, it was like, remember that video with Raekwon and Method Man?
Man, Special Brew was great.
Yeah, it was banging too, right? It tastes good. Passion fruit. Passion fruit. 22 ounce passion fruit. So it went on from there to Tangeray and gin and juice.
I love the song, but that just wasn't my thing.
Gin and juice?
I just couldn't do it.
Like what, like at that time, like what was like your brand of drink?
I was all over the place. Like it didn't really depend on how much money I had.
True. Thunderbird, like, Odessa, Mad Dog, you know, 2020.
I mean, I wasn't doing that bad. You know,
that Odessa get you sweating real fast.
Yeah,
bro.
I wasn't doing that bad.
And Earl, and right not, after you just got finished sweating.
Yeah, not to say I never had it or whatever, but I wasn't doing that bad to be like, yeah, I was on it on a consistent basis. Nah, I wasn't doing that.
So you now, was what?
E&J, Paul Masson.
Yeah.
Hennessy.
Yeah. All that brown.
Remy VSOP.
Yeah. What about the Saionac?
No. Selig Nac. No.
No Sally?
I used to have to break down to get it, but I didn't like it.
Sally was the next best thing to like Henny.
I got hip to it when on the way out. Like I was almost tired of brown.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was introduced to white. And I was like, ooh, vodka.
Yeah. Right. Nah, I've always been a vodka, bro. I ain't going to keep it 100.
Ooh, vodka's a whole different thing. I can go to work tomorrow.
Man, what?
Yeah, brown.
Man, that
you.
Brown brings you down, man.
Yeah. Real talk.
The white gets you hype. You know what I'm saying? That's how it's always been with me. I find myself a little more reckless when I'm off the brown.
I don't do brown.
I think the last fight I had was when I was off the ground.
Fight?
Nigga, the last fight you had was a driver with the hot dog.
Yeah. You that was okay,
hey, we're going to go back. I'm not fighting. So
that story was hilarious.
Which episode is that?
I don't remember which one that was, but that was freaking hilarious. Holy crap.
Yeah, we had a little road rage incident where this guy.
Let's just say, hot dogs were thrown. Windshields were messed up. Hilarity ensued.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of the past episodes. I want to say it might be episode 19. Just search through it. It's a great and it's a funny story.
Hilarious.
Definitely.
Story.
Definitely. But I do not want to see you guys duplicating what I done because I do not want a hot dog splattering on my windshield with chili, cheese, and mustard, and all that other stuff. But
do as I say, not as I do, huh?
Do as I say, not as I do. Exactly. Okay. Just like your parents would tell you.
All right, cool.
That's right. Yo, Armadale. That was huge in the hip hop community because I didn't drink it. I didn't like it. I was still drinking, like, at that point, I was still drinking Belvedere, and Ciroc was starting to come in for like $20, $19.99, yeah, a bottle, yeah, yeah, or something like that. But Armadale was paramount because that was an official bottle that an artist had stake in. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z, Dame. I thought that was pretty huge, you know what I'm saying, for this community, for the hip-hop community, because for once, we see an artist benefiting off of it, you know what I'm saying, off of liquor sales, which we done sold so many freaking bottles, you know what I'm saying, like it wasn't nothing. Hennessy? Come on, dog. Every thug was drinking Hennessy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, on the East Coast, and on the West Coast, it was Tanqueray.
Hennessy is a drug.
You said Hennessy is a drug?
Yes. Take Hennessy out and see how many complaints you get right now. See what happens.
I need my fix.
Really?
What?
Really?
What?
I need my fix.
What? Change the price on Hennessy and see how angry those people get. Shout out to Hennessy. Because
you remember, everybody went to this. Yo, Hennessy came back like hard, man, because at one point in time, everybody was off to 1738.
I mean, quite honestly, I mean, this is my take. You know, I don't know everything, but they realized who was supporting them.
Huh.
Respect.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So when you say they came back, they finally showed up?
Again.
Wow.
Well, showed up.
You know, you come back, you had to have been there.
Yeah, okay, true.
You feel me?
True.
So they finally showed up. That's all I'm saying. But
they've been there for a while. You know what I'm saying? Dude, I knew that the whole
the look on your face was everything.
I knew I was putting
it's a great brand, but it's saying at the end of the day, like, you gotta know who's supporting you.
Who's your consumers,
yeah,
right?
Who your consumers are. So that's all I'm saying.
Oh, you know what? You're right. Because we remember when that surge came back, remember Hennessy Black came in. And then when Hennessy Black came in.
It's a great brand. Nobody ever complains about the actual beverage itself. You know, it's not no complaints there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have no complaints either way.
Yeah. Ain't my choice. Ain't my choice to drink.
So how do you feel about Ciroc then?
I like Ciroc.
As far as brand and as far as showing up.
I like Ciroc. I think, you know, they doing great things. I used to drink Ciroc.
Yeah.
It was like $20. I couldn't even pronounce the name. I didn't know if I was saying it right away. I was right. Like, you know, whatever that blue dot. The blue dot.
Yeah.
Yeah, the blue dot.
Respect. Yeah, I mean.
And then I went to the store the next day and it was like $30.
It was actually this guy that introduced me to put me on a Ciroc.
But no, I'm not knocking it. Hey, if you get it, how you live?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what? One thing, I am a vodka drinker. After I stopped messing with that brown, I just like you, bro. I was searching for another alternative and damn, fell with, you know what I'm saying, drinking Ciroc. And I can go to work the next morning. You know what I'm saying? But what I loved about Ciroc was that it was smoother than majority of the bottles, you know, the different vodkas I had out there, Grey Goose, so forth and so on. Then also it's grapes, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Where Grey Goose is wheat, right?
Grey Goose is, I believe, is a wheat vodka.
Is wheat. Then you had, I was actually drinking Chopin too, which that's potatoes.
I'm not even familiar with that.
Yeah, Chopin. It's another one out there. It's on the same level as Grey Goose.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's on the same level as Grey Goose. But I'm gonna tell you what, for real, dude, when you gave me a cup of this Double Cross, bruh,
this Double Cross, let me let you know. This Double Cross is the truth. This joint is smooth and easy, and I enjoyed I need a refill, actually.
I told you guys bartender. I'm going to make sure that you guys are hooked up for one. Because I don't know. You guys are like two dope bros in the studio.
Hey.
I appreciate that. Blackout. Tell a friend. Tell a phobish.
Yeah, we respect that.
Yeah, seven times distilled.
Yeah, seven times distilled. Seven times
filtered.
Yeah.
The bottle, five-time gold medal winning, bottle winning. And we've got some accolades. Just go ahead and check it out.
I mean, let's look at the bottle itself, man.
The bottle is amazing. Let's go ahead. Five-time
bottle design winner.
Let's go ahead and take another break. And when we come back, let's finally get into Double Cross and let's get into some music.
That's right.
All right.
That's what we here for.
Cool. Break. What's up, y'all? This is your boy Tabari, aka the Brilliant Professor, and I'm back once again to let you know that on behalf of the Two Bros in the Studio Show, to you, the fans, we just want to say thank you. Thank you to all the fans that's been out there rocking with us. Thank you for all your subscriptions. Thank you for all your Instagram posts about the show. Thank you for all the tweets and retweets that we've been getting. Because all those things help to build the Two Bros in the Studio Show to what it will be in the future. Once again, we're taking a break for the month of December so we can start strong in 2017. You know, so we can put our best foot forward and everything. But even before all that, we just wanted to say thank you. Drop a little message from us to you. We appreciate you. And creatives, keep creating.
Welcome back, Creative Geniuses. This is your co-host, Nevada Taylor, a.k.a. Hog Brogan.
And my name is Tabari Fingal, a.k.a. the Brilliant Professor.
Yo, and we got... What was? I'm sorry.
Montana.
What was
bro, Montana.
Bro, Montana, huh?
I'll take it. I like it.
What you want? Got the double cross for you, huh?
I love it.
But yeah, man. So let's let these creatives know, man, about Double Cross and where they can get it from.
Oh, well, if you're in the DMV, just if your liquor store ain't got it, you need to ask for it.
Respect.
That's right. Ask for it. Matter of fact, demand it.
Demand it.
Yeah. But if you're anywhere in the nation and you want a bottle, just go to doublecross.com. And order it.
That's right.
Plain and simple. Show up at your door.
Yep. And so look.
Free shipping.
Free shipping.
Engraving.
Nice.
Mention that. Free
engraving. So basically you go on a website, you just put whatever you want on the top and it'll come personalized for you, whatever you put on it. It's just that simple. We got a couple of engravings popping in the DMV. We got one on the 19th.
Okay.
The 18th December at Allentown. And we got one on the 19th at Kim's Liquors in Fort Washington. That's Allentown Road Liquors and Kim's Liquors in Fort Washington.
That's right. And cool. So
and a few more. That's just two that I remember.
So now these episodes are going to go out to the internet. And it's going to be there for years on end.
Absolutely.
But I'm pretty sure you're going to have more events and more gravings and stuff like that.
Doublecross.com.
So, there you go.
There you go.
My code.
What's the code?
CMACK.
That's right. C-Mac, bitch. But you know what? Also, I believe they should follow you too because you promote these engravings and these special events.
Yeah, I tell you what time it is. I definitely tell you exactly where they're gonna be. My Instagram.
That's right.
I am CMAC.
There it is.
Real simple. Yo, let's talk about like the climate of the music industry, man. Because I know you got much to say, man. We talk about music a lot.
Let's talk about it.
I know. I think I got a lot of things to say that I really haven't heard being said anywhere.
That's exactly what this podcast is for. Let's get it in.
That's right. Go in.
You want me to just say it?
Man, just get it off your chest, bro.
And let's go.
I guess we just start with the state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A lot of people say, oh, it's trash and, you know, what have you. You know, I feel as though, one, you kind of got to pick and choose. You got to kind of filter through. You got to have a good ear for what you listen for. It's a lot of good music out there.
It is.
It's a lot of good music out there.
Right.
But I believe the trash has come from our favorites, even my favorite rapper. Just decided they don't want to rap no more.
Who's that? Who's your favorite?
Go ahead.
3,000.
Three stacks.
Wow.
Okay.
I know he got material. I know he got material. I know it's a lot of other rappers like 3,000. Your OGs that really, you know.
Yeah, like Kid Cudi followed that for 3,000.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a lot of rappers. I know they got material. But when you decide that, you know, you're just not going to put it out, or you're not going to, you know, you're going to take a hiatus, you're not going to put out music or whatever, with the state of the internet now, you can put it out.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's a lot bigger than just putting out music with three stacks, man.
But I'm talking, I ain't blaming him solely. I mean, I love three stacks, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I love him so much that I can blame him.
Right, because he left that void. It's a big old
like, pocket. How would you feel if your favorite rapper was Andre 3000? You only hear his verse. The last time I heard three stacks, I feel like...
Especially not on a project. I mean, you hear his voice ever so often and you get excited. Whatever he's on is dope, but you only hear it ever so often.
So we're actually going to be the hip hop gods is blessing us with another Tribe Called Quest album.
Yo,
and Three Stacks is going to be on it.
Yo,
I just want him to say more than two words.
You want to hear a whole album?
Give me something. I mean, you know, I'm just saying, you don't just tell me, you know, say something that don't, like you say, don't sell me the sizzle.
Right.
And your time is up.
Yeah, you know what? I think that'd be dope, man, to see Three Stacks come back by himself. Hopefully he'll be able to find himself in music. You know what I mean? I think the whole world is actually waiting for Three Stacks.
Yeah.
Did you see the Jimi Hendrix movie he was in?
I did, but my
home. How you felt about that?
It was good seeing him. And I love Jimmy. You know, and he was a perfect person to play it.
Yeah, sure.
You know, it had its moments. Yeah, I loved the movie.
Right.
But
you want some more music?
I want more music, and I didn't like the fact they could only do what, the Beatles tracks. You know, I ain't like that. They couldn't really do Jimmy's tracks or what have you. That sucked.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, you know what? That movie, I believe that was probably like 7 years in the making, because they was going through some issues with the state.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot of music in that movie. You know what I'm saying? I like the movie, though.
Yeah.
It was good seeing 3,000.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Finally.
But I ain't blaming him for the state. I mean, let's clear. I'm not blaming him for the state of hip-hop right now. I'm just saying, like, it's a lot of people. Like, you know, my boy Jay Electronic is no music. Where the music at?
Yeah, you know, man.
Sci-Hi. Where the music at?
Sci-Hi's last project.
I'm not too mad at Sci-Hi. I love Sci-Hi. I'm not saying, you know, just a lane. Just a lane. When we take breaks or whatever, it's a lane for the bullshit.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying? If we consistently got good music from all the old OGs, we wouldn't have no lane for the bullshit. The bullshit would just be easier to be deciphered upon.
I think you still would have a lane for the bullshit, and here's why. Because every generation gets older and new generations come up after. So like this generation with the whole mumble rap thing, right?
That's bullshit.
I mean,
yes it is.
I mean, I'm gonna just keep it 100. It's not my
100%.
That's not my thing, right? But it's a whole generation of them that they can go platinum off of. They don't need us and our approval.
You know what? if technology wasn't at the state of what it is now, the beats, the production part would be lacking, which means that mumble shit would be, you know, it wouldn't have that beat to ride on.
It's true.
You know what
it's
I'm saying? Take technology. Take the technology out.
Wow.
Exactly. You put them on put any one of those mumble rappers on a boom bap track, and it's no longer anything.
Fail.
Put them on the DJ Premier track. See what happened. Nothing.
Fail.
Nothing.
Put them on a Pete Rock track. See what happened.
But the beat ride so hard that you gotta be like, that's
exactly.
All right.
But so what you're really celebrating is the production. Yeah. Not necessarily.
Yeah. Hands off the technology.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. But like I said, though, one of the things that I think they have is the fact that they are feeling the music again. Because I think we went through a period in there when we weren't feeling the music. It didn't have emotionality connected to it. Now, the only emotion that these cats are trying to connect with is turn up. Is that excitement. But
yeah,
it is emotional, and I like it.
for the fact that it's emotional. I don't necessarily like the fact that lyricism don't mean shit to them. That right. bothers me. But I can appreciate the fact that they're feeling it. You know, when we were going through that snap phase, that nobody was... That music had no emotion.
None at least, whatsoever.
At least this music has some emotion, although it has no skill behind it.
That mumble rap, how come we categorize it as rap?
I agree. I think it should be called something else.
Yeah, it should be something. I agree with that. Like, yeah, it should be something
else. If it stays with rap, it can stay right there. But I would never classify it as hip-hop. I cannot classify that as hip-hop.
I can see it as a subgenre definitely. Of hip-hop, but I
like your real like baby.
Like what this guy is to reggae. Man, what? But I can't see it as hip-hop. It is hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? It's something
it's not.
Separate. It's something separate from it.
Yeah. Bro,
it is not hip-hop directly.
I'm trying to tell you, it is not hip-hop.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, he's agreeing with you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Too much double cross.
But no. You said it. But hold on. You said. I thought you said that it would be a subgenre.
Yeah, I can see it as a subgenre of hip hop, like what ska is to reggae. It's its own thing, but it fits under the category of. But it's not straight reggae. Like if you went to a ska concert, it's not you're not hearing reggae.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Same thing here. If you go to a turn up or a mumble rap concert, you know what you're going to go see.
It's an illegitimate child,
possibly. I mean, you can look at it that way for sure. But illegitimate as it may be, it has a following.
It has, yeah.
It has, and we are dealing in the music industry. So, for as much as our critiques are our own,
ouch.
This is a business.
Yeah. So I'll settle for
you know what
being that categorized as rap. I'll settle for being categorized as rap. But like you said, it's definitely not hip hop because I mean, hip hop pushes. The culture forward.
Okay, so hip hop as a culture has always been a progressive culture, especially in music. Man, so if we classify this mumble rap thing as it being a illegitimate bastard,
I fucking like it.
But it's going
then
in.
It is. Then it is what it is. I get it. Because when you tell you why. Unfortunately, that's kind of like how our society is, right? And it could be we can pull out maybe some direct correlations with this, you know what I'm saying? Because remember, there's this battle between, you know, your hip hop or your rap conservatives
mm-hmm.
versus your hip hop and rap liberals.
Yo, 2017 is about to be ignorant. I don't. Okay. I'm not gonna pull a cat out the bag. But
all right, no. But look, check this. I ain't going to go all the way there. Right.
We ain't going all the way there.
But check this out. All right. So we see that there is a generation where these kids and these the '80s babies, the crack babies, are grown up. Right. Where no, seriously. Right.
Are you saying that's why they mumbling?
Huh? Possibly.
Possibly.
You saying they was premature? That's why they
could be.
I'm just saying
these kids are off.
Vader's going in, y'all. Okay. All right, cool.
All right, so no, but look, follow me, because this is not throwing no shade. I'm just coloring what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I'm sketching what's going on, right? You know, a lot of these children, you know, in this generation that's being decision makers right now, which they call them the millennials, right? Especially, you know, unfortunately in our community, you know what I'm saying? They've been raised by themselves, or VH1 has been raising them. BET has been raising them. You know what I'm saying? They've been sitting in front of a TV, so the only thing they know is, you know what I'm saying, what a Jay-Z, what a Wayne does, what Cash Money does, I don't know, Master P, so forth and so on. So if these kids are programmed, you know what I'm saying, to act and think as such, and they don't have no parental guidance, then they're acting like...
Nah.
I can't do that?
Let me,
that
let
doesn't
me,
make sense?
Let me break it down, right? Here's the thing. When we was coming up in hip hop, right? Cats like your Jay-Z's and on that level, we got to see them when they weren't what we understand as a Jay-Z is right now.
Okay.
We got to see him coming up on his first single coming out
We got the scene with the gold fronts and the flat top.
Yeah.
And okay.
Yeah.
So we got to see Jay-Z's progression, right?
Right.
If I was born in 1998, right? I didn't get to see that.
True, it did.
Only thing Jay-Z is to me is the mogul he is now.
He is now.
That's okay. It. So when...
Well, they need to listen.
Well, fair. But check
this
out.
And take notes.
But check this out. When a 21 Savage comes out.
Right.
Or when a Lil Yachty comes out. Right?
Uh-huh.
When they come out, they're more closer aligned to what I can see me being. I can't see... If I'm born 1998, it's hard for me to envision myself as a Jay-Z.
I get it.
But I can see myself as a Lil Yachty because he looks like me. He acts like me. He talks like me. I relate to him.
I hope
he
don't
better.
Talk like you.
Well, yeah, because I'm sorry. Homie sound not well. Let me keep my... Let me
it's
sip
all
this,
good. But it,
let me sip this double
he
cross.
He does. He sounds a little challenged. Man, whatever, man. Hey, look, man. Look, man.
So I'm
just, all right. Then it is what it is, okay? So, yeah. But I don't know, man. I think this phase ain't gonna last too long.
If the beat keep riding,
the beats is not gonna stop riding.
That's what I'm saying.
The beats get better.
Easier.
The production gets better.
That's the only thing.
Yes, the production has always gotten better, but
we can't throw the producers underneath the bus. Y'all riding.
And they get their paper.
And see, that's the thing. Back in the day, you couldn't just hit the 808 on the key and call it a day. You had to know how to tune it, how to pitch it, how to get it right. You know what I'm saying? You had to get that EQ and that compression on that 808 right. Now, you just buy the sample pack, use it as is, and call it a day.
Absolutely.
I love the trap drum kit. I love the progression, but
at least own up to that's what it is. Like, you know,
it
be
is.
The first person to like say, like, you know, I ain't about, you know, what's going on back in the day or whatever. Yeah. I'm about now. Like, this is me. This is what I do.
And, that's,
and create your own lane. If they don't want me over there, clearly they don't want me to be categorized as rap or hip hop, whatever.
Sure.
Well, it don't matter. I'm just doing what I do. Be that person.
Right.
I agree with that.
Be
the first person to step out there and create their new thing.
Yeah, just
from what's
be that person.
Right,
like,
now.
Like, look, I don't know nothing about if I don't win an award, you know, for best hip hop or best rap or whatever it is, you know, that they tend to go for, you know, just create your own lane.
Yeah.
Just create your own thing.
So who you rocking to now? Who's on your playlist?
Me, well, I'm a little diverse. You know, I don't necessarily just listen to rap, but, you know, just
this
rap.
This is a music podcast.
No, man, this is a music podcast.
Let's talk about classical.
Producers,
let's
man,
get
you know
it
how
in.
I go in. Yeah, exactly.
Classic albums.
Like, no. What do you listen to as far as new artists? Like, yeah, what'd you recently put on your playlist that's new?
My playlist that's new?
Yeah.
Great question. I'm going to start with the newer rappers because that's what we're talking about or what have you.
We can do that.
I like Party Next Door.
Yeah.
He's not necessarily a rapper, I guess, but you know what I'm saying? I like what he's doing. I like the sound.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I like the fact that I don't know how big he's going to get. I don't think he's going to get too big to the point where it's going to be like the music going to change. You know what I'm saying? It's always going to be great production, I think.
Yeah.
Coming out of the camp.
That's right.
And I think that, you know, he talk about stuff that, you know, is going to interest his people. You know, I like rock though. I'm a rock guy. Gary Clark Jr. is one of my favorite.
Gary Clark Jr. Wow. is the man.
Yeah, Gary Clark Jr.
Phenomenal.
Look him up. Black and Blue album.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, I love that.
For no matter of fact, you hit me to when that album dropped. I was like, what? Let me go ahead and grab that.
Yeah, I seen him live. It was dope.
I wish I would have seen that.
Yeah, I'm the biggest Outkast fan ever. Yeah, clearly.
That's what's up.
You know, I'm just, what else I got? I don't know, man. I just listen to pretty much anything.
Yeah.
Everything.
So, what were you listening to before you pulled up?
Pulled up, man. I was at 2 Chainz, the mixtape drop.
Which one? The new one?
Yeah, Hibachi for Lunch.
Alright, so what you think about that?
I'm only two spins into it, but I like Ty Dolla $ign. That's my
Ty Dolla $ign.
Let me tell you something. That Ty Dolla $ign project.
Yeah.
That nigga Vader called me at work like, nigga, did you hear this Ty Dolla $ign? I was like, nah. He was like, bruh, get hip quick.
Yeah.
I was like, I turned it on. I was like, holy moly.
The knockout.
Was that the first time you had like heard, like really listened to Ty?
But that was the first time on his project.
Yeah.
Like the Ty Dolla $ign project. I was like, whoa.
Have you heard Beach House? Any beach houses?
Mm-mm.
You gotta go to the beach house.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta go to the beach house. You got Beach House 1, you got Beach House 2.
Yeah, but you know what? He got another project that just released too, I think. It was called the campaign.
Well, I'm sorry to say, I'm a fan still, but it's a little change. There ain't nothing like that beach house though, babe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, wow. I'm a Ty Dolla $ign fan, so I'm gonna fall into the rabbit hole again tomorrow.
for real.
Hit me up and be like, he's talking that real. He's talking. We got just to keep it in mind. Yeah. I believe 4 years old, 3 years old, something like that.
Yeah, I think Ty is probably three in the game.
It's about 3-4 years old.
Was it like
old?
A lot of mustard tracks?
It's
you know, he's a producer too.
Yeah,
as well.
I know, but that's the thing. You know, that's when he was what's my boy who passed? He was fucking with Chinks.
Oh,
making
wow.
his beats. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so a lot of them beats on there going, like they different. They so different.
Yeah. See, that's why I don't like listen to the radio. I listen to radio to check in, like,
it's not
once
a good
a
representation.
Month.
It's really not. Like, there's some amazing
music
out there,
for
that
real.
You would just never hear of because the radio would play the same 7 songs.
Right. So you're not going to... Hey, guys. Listen up. Bring your ear closer or turn this up. You're not going to find good music on the radio station.
It's amazing.
It's too late by then.
Man, come on, man. I mean, majority of the time you're going to find it on the streaming service. You might stumble across something or somebody might share it nowadays, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's how, shoot, man. I mean, word of mouth. You know what I'm saying?
And I want to stamp that as a business owner.
What's that?
If you can't find good music on the radio station, then don't put your money into advertising on the radio station.
Hey.
Hello?
Hey.
Take note. Relax and take notes.
So if nobody's really listening.
Well, they definitely should be taking notes on that one. Yo, so I don't know. I mean, Tabari, where we at with this, bro?
Yo, this is about to 2017 is about to be ignorant, and I love the way we're ringing it in. We saying goodbye to 2016, and I love the way we're about to bring in 2017. It's about to be stupid.
Yeah. So, man,
I'm proud of you guys.
Man, I'm
happy for you guys. I should rather say I'm happy for you guys. I mean, I don't like when people say I'm proud of you, but. I'm happy for you guys. I'm happy for you guys. And I see the direction. I'm just glad to be. I'm glad to be here right now. Because I see what's going on.
Oh, man. I appreciate you, bro.
I see what's going on.
Hey, you know what, man? This is a note for all entrepreneurs out there. You must support your own. Must support your own brother.
Please.
Support your own brother.
Please support Double Cross. They're a friend of the show. They treating us well on the ground floor. They're taking a chance on us, and it's paying off already. Please support the Detail Shop.
Yeah, VIP Auto Parts. IMC Mac on Instagram.
That's right. Make sure you follow. Make sure you like. Make sure you share. Make sure you come out and support the business. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe to our IG, to our Twitter, at Two Bro Show. Everywhere we are. Everywhere you can find the podcast.
That's right.
In 2017, we're about to offer all sorts of products and services. Make sure you support those as well.
That's right. So, creatives, leave some comments in here, man. Mac, once again, man, appreciate you.
Yep.
Appreciate you coming out, bro.
Hey, much love. Thanks.
Real talk, man. And, yo, I mean, it's fitting, you know, to end this whole year off, or our 6-month stint off with... with some spirits, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Double cross, man.
It's only right.
All right. So, creatives out there, keep creating.